To students, one of the most remarkable things about blogs and blogging is the ability to be the intellectual equal of others. You're not judged by anything else in online communication than the credence of your thoughts or the merits of your thinking. Kyle and Forrest, two student bloggers, talk through the sense of empowerment that comes from blogging in this clip. What about the two of you guys? You guys are kind of blog/wiki/voicethread experts. Out of the three of those things, which do you like the best? Blogs, wikis, voice threads, podcasts? What do you care about?
I like blogs and wikis more than voice threads.
Okay, why?
Because it's... I like writing about stuff rather than having, like, pictures and stuff. I mean, pictures are cool, too, but I like just writing about stuff.
Okay.
And having, like, links and all that kind of stuff.
So blogs give you a chance to do writing? Would you do that writing otherwise? Think about the writing that you did on our wiki, or think about the writing that you did on our blog. Would you have done that writing anyway?
No.
You're like, no. Like, if I gave you a big composition notebook, you could do that exact same writing, couldn't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't have.
Why?
Just because it's more fun on, like, the computer and stuff, because it's... Well, what I use technology for is because whenever I write something, it's like I don't like erasing and stuff, so
okay.
You just kind of backspace and...
So it's an ease of use thing for
you.
Yeah. Okay.
And I like being like anonymous, cause like the other day I posted some comments on this political voting thing.
Okay.
About technology, and it was like, oh, nice comment. They're not thinking of you as like a kid, because you're anonymous, so they don't know if you're a kid. So they're thinking, oh, he's an adult, nice.
Hey, did it make you feel powerful that you were making comments on like an adult blog?
Yeah.
And people thought you were an equal?
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened last year when our blog got spotlighted by a school in Texas? Do you remember that, what happened with us?
Not at all.
Do you remember that comment?
Remember that.
Tell them what happened. This was kind of cool. Tell them why we got spotlighted and who the blog was and what the teacher said, because that was really pretty cool.
I can't remember exactly what we got spotlighted for, but the part I do remember is... they complimented us high school students. They said we were great high school students.
Yeah, and that was really cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then the teacher went on. I need to finish this story because this was so much fun. The guy made a post on his blog. He found us. He found the blurb. And he said, make sure you check out this really great high school blog. They're doing remarkable writing. So we loved that, primarily because it showed how anonymous we were. You know, that anonymity, believe it or not, I think that anonymity is fun for middle schoolers. It's neat that they don't know who we are, right? So they like that anonymity. So we left a comment back and we said, hey, glad you liked our blog, but we won't be in high school for a few years now. And do you remember what he said back to that? Because that was even cooler.
No, I don't.
The next thing he says is, if you're not high schoolers, you need to come in and teach my middle schoolers how to write. And then the best part, though, is he said, and if you are my middle schoolers, make sure you let me know who you are tomorrow.